Thank you for being a valued supporter of the 10X Podcast Group. Your dedication means the world to us. Today, we bring you a gripping tale titled House of Secrets. Your continued support and subscription fuel our passion for storytelling, and we deeply appreciate every moment you spend with us. So without further ado, let's dive into today's compelling narrative. Chapter 1, The Invitation. The rain fell in steady sheets, blurring the view through the windows of Evelyn Grant's taxi. She sat upright, her polished demeanor a facade for the nervous energy churning inside her. This was it, the opportunity of a lifetime. The culmination of months of meticulous planning, and a lifetime of clawing her way up from the bottom. The taxi pulled into the long, winding driveway of Blackwell Manor. The mansion loomed ahead like a Gothic cathedral, its spires piercing the gray sky. The structure exuded an air of isolation, with ivy crawling up its stone walls and heavy iron gates, sealing it off from the outside world. It was as intimidating as the man who lived inside. Evelyn adjusted her tailored black coat, smoothing it over her lap, and gave herself a quick glance in her compact mirror. Her auburn hair was pulled into a neat bun, and her makeup was flawless. She needed to project competence and empathy, qualities she had perfected in her years of walking the fine line between honesty and deceit. The taxi came to a stop, and Evelyn paid the driver, stepping out into the rain. The moment her heel touched the cobblestone driveway, the massive front doors creaked open, revealing an elderly butler with a face etched by time. "You must be Miss Grant," he said, his voice as weathered as the mansion itself. "Mr. Blackwell is expecting you." Evelyn offered a warm smile. "Thank you. And you are?" "Arthur," the butler replied curtly. "Follow me." The grand foyer was as cold and unwelcoming as the exterior, its high ceilings adorned with wrought iron chandeliers that cast flickering shadows on the walls. The faint scent of polished wood and aged paper lingered in the air. Evelyn's heels clicked against the marble floor as she followed Arthur down a dimly lit corridor. Her heart raced as they approached a set of double doors at the end of the hallway. Arthur opened them with a deliberate slowness, revealing a cavernous study. Victor Blackwell sat behind a massive mahogany desk, his figure almost swallowed by the shadows cast by the fire roaring in the stone hearth. His sharp, angular face was illuminated by the flames, accentuating the deep lines of a man who had lived through countless battles, some public, others hidden. His gray eyes fixed on Evelyn with a piercing intensity that made her spine stiffen. "Miss Grant," he said, his voice low and commanding. "You're punctual. I appreciate that." Evelyn stepped into the room, her practiced smile never wavering. "I believe punctuality speaks volumes about a person, Mr. Blackwell." He gestured to the leather chair opposite him. "Sit." She obeyed, her movements poised. Victor studied her in silence for a moment, his gaze peeling back layers she had spent years perfecting. Evelyn resisted the urge to fidget, keeping her hands folded neatly in her lap. "You come highly recommended," he said finally. "But you'll forgive me if I don't take anyone at their word. Tell me why you're here." Evelyn tilted her head slightly, allowing a trace of vulnerability to seep into her expression. "I'm here because I believe I can make a difference in your life. I've worked with clients who value privacy, and I understand the importance of discretion. More than that, I have a genuine desire to help." Victor's lips curved into something that might have been a smile, but it didn't reach his eyes. "And what do you want in return?" The question caught her off guard, though she quickly masked her surprise. "A chance to do meaningful work." He leaned back in his chair, steepling his fingers. "We'll see." Arthur reappeared, setting a tray of tea between them. Evelyn took the opportunity to scan the room, noting the shelves crammed with old leather-bound books and the faint outline of a door hidden behind a tapestry on the far wall. Every detail mattered. Victor poured himself a cup of tea, but didn't offer her any. She interpreted the act as a test, one she would not fail. "I don't trust easily," he said, his tone as cold as the room. "Everyone who enters my life has an agenda. So tell me, Miss Grant, what's yours?" Evelyn met his gaze, her voice steady. "To prove that I deserve your trust." He stared at her for a long moment before nodding. "You'll find the guest quarters down the east wing. Arthur will show you. Your duties begin at sunrise." As Arthur led her away, Evelyn felt a mix of triumph and apprehension. She had passed the first test, But the real game was just beginning. Behind her composed exterior, Evelyn vowed to uncover every secret hidden within these walls, and to ensure her survival in a place where trust was a fragile illusion. The heavy doors closed behind her with a resounding thud, sealing her inside a world she would soon come to realize was far more dangerous than she had imagined. Chapter 2: Cracks in the Armor. The first light of dawn filtered through the heavy drapes in Evelyn's guest quarters. The room was luxurious yet austere, its opulence overshadowed by an unsettling coldness. Everything, from the polished mahogany furniture to the intricate patterns in the Persian rug, seemed untouched, as if the room were a museum exhibit rather than a living space. Evelyn had spent the night lying awake, running through her mental checklist of strategies. By the time she joined Arthur in the kitchen, she was the picture of composure. The butler handed her a neatly typed list of tasks for the day. "Breakfast is at precisely 8, Arthur said without looking at her. "Mr. Blackwell prefers his eggs poached, his toast lightly buttered, and his coffee strong. Don't be late." "Of course," Evelyn replied, flashing him a polite smile. She didn't miss the skepticism in his glance before he returned to his duties. The dining room was cavernous, with a long table that could have seated a dozen guests, but was occupied by just one man. Victor sat at the head, his posture rigid, his gaze fixed on the newspaper in his hands. The atmosphere was heavy, the silence broken only by the faint rustle of paper and the clink of silverware. "Good morning, Mr. Blackwell," Evelyn said as she entered, carrying the breakfast tray Arthur had prepared. Victor didn't look up. "Good morning." She placed the tray in front of him, noting the meticulous arrangement of the cutlery. As he reached for his coffee, she saw the faint tremor in his hand. It was slight, almost imperceptible, but enough to pique her curiosity. "Do you require anything else?" she asked, keeping her tone neutral. Victor's eyes flicked up to meet hers, sharp and calculating. "No, that will be all." Evelyn nodded and stepped back, watching as he sipped his coffee and resumed reading. His movements were deliberate, controlled, yet there was something fragile about him, an underlying tension that suggested cracks beneath the surface. She filed the observation away, knowing it would be useful later. After breakfast, Evelyn began her assigned tasks, which included organizing the library. The room was a treasure trove of knowledge, its shelves lined with books spanning centuries and subjects. But what caught her attention was the faint outline of a hidden door behind one of the larger bookcases. She ran her fingers along the edges, feeling for a latch or trigger, but nothing gave way. Frustrated but intrigued, she made a mental note to revisit the spot later. As the day wore on, she found herself drawn to the small details of life at Blackwell Manor. Victor's routine was rigid. He spent most of his time in the study, emerging only for meals. Arthur moved like a ghost, performing his duties with precision and barely acknowledging her presence. The house itself seemed to pulse with secrets, its corridors echoing with sounds she couldn't always trace. Evelyn decided to test the waters with Victor during lunch. She brought his meal to the study, knocking lightly before entering. "Come in," he said, his voice curt. She found him seated at his desk, poring over a set of blueprints. The lines on his face seemed deeper in the harsh midday light, his gray eyes shadowed by exhaustion. "Your lunch, Mr. Blackwell," she said, placing the tray on the edge of the desk. "You've been working all morning. You should take a break." Victor glanced up, his expression unreadable. "You're very observant, Ms. Grant." "I try to be," she replied, allowing a hint of warmth to seep into her tone. "It's part of my job to look after you." Victor leaned back in his chair, studying her with an intensity that made her pulse quicken. "Tell me something, Ms. Grant. Why would a woman of your talents choose to work as a caretaker?" The question caught her off guard, but she quickly recovered. "I find it fulfilling to help others," she said smoothly. "And if I'm being honest, I was drawn to the challenge." "You're not an ordinary employer, Mr. Blackwell." He chuckled a low, humorless sound. "No, I suppose I'm not. But let me give you some advice. Don't pry into things that don't concern you." The warning was clear, but Evelyn wasn't deterred. If anything, it fueled her determination. "Of course," she said, feigning submission. "I'll keep that in mind." Victor's gaze lingered on her for a moment longer, before he turned back to his blueprints. "That will be all." That evening, Evelyn took a walk through the gardens, seeking a moment to collect her thoughts. The air was crisp, the scent of rain lingering from the morning storm. The gardens were immaculate, every hedge and flowerbed meticulously maintained. Yet there was an eerie stillness to the place, as if it were frozen in time. As she rounded a corner, she spotted Victor standing near a wrought iron gazebo, his silhouette stark against the fading light. He seemed lost in thought, his hands clasped behind his back. For a moment, Evelyn considered approaching him, but something about his posture made her hesitate. Instead, she lingered in the shadows, observing him. He stood there for several minutes before turning abruptly and walking back toward the house. Evelyn waited until he was out of sight before emerging, her mind racing with questions. What was he thinking about? What was he hiding? The faint tremor in his hand, the hidden door in the library, the warning not to pry, it all pointed to something bigger than she had anticipated. But whatever secrets Victor Blackwell was guarding, Evelyn was determined to uncover them. As she returned to the mansion, the distant sound of a door creaking open reached her ears. She froze, her heart pounding, but when she turned, the gardens were empty. Shaking off the unease, she stepped inside, her resolve hardening. The game was just beginning, and Evelyn Grant had no intention of losing. Chapter 3, The First Move. The days at Blackwell Manor fell into a rhythm, but beneath the surface of routine, Evelyn was quietly laying the groundwork for her plan. She had mastered Victor's schedule, noting his habits and preferences with the precision of a surgeon. By the end of the first week, she had also managed to win small favors from Arthur, who now allowed her to access areas of the house previously off-limits. But it was Victor who remained her primary focus. It was mid-afternoon, and Victor was in the study, as he often was. Evelyn stood outside the door, balancing a tray with his coffee and a fresh stack of correspondence. She knocked lightly. "Come in." The study smelled of leather and old paper, a fortress of intellect and secrecy. Victor was seated at his desk, a thick dossier open before him. He glanced up, his piercing gray eyes locking onto hers. "Ms. Grant," he said, leaning back in his chair. "You're punctual as always, and you're hard at work as always," she replied with a disarming smile. "I brought your coffee and today's mail." Victor gestured for her to place the tray on the desk. As she did, she noticed a photograph peeking out from the folder in front of him. It was a grainy black and white image of two men shaking hands in what looked like a lavish ballroom. One of the men was unmistakably Victor, but younger, with less gray in his hair and a confident gleam in his eyes. The other man was a stranger to her, but his face seemed vaguely familiar, like someone she had seen on the news. "You seem curious," Victor said, his voice cutting through her thoughts. Evelyn straightened, masking her interest. "Just admiring how busy you always are, Mr. Blackwell. It must be exhausting." Victor's lips quirked into a faint smile. "Exhaustion is a luxury I can't afford." Evelyn tilted her head, allowing her gaze to soften. "You don't have to carry everything alone, you know. Sometimes sharing the burden can make all the difference." Victor studied her for a moment, his expression unreadable. "You're very good at what you do, Ms. Grant." "I'm here to help in any way I can," she replied, her voice laced with sincerity. "All you have to do is ask." Victor gave a noncommittal nod and returned his attention to the dossier. Evelyn took the opportunity to retreat, her heart pounding. She had planted the first seed of trust. Now she just needed to wait for it to grow. Later that evening, Evelyn sat in the library, ostensibly cataloging the collection. In reality, she was watching the hidden door she had discovered earlier. She had noticed Victor spending long hours in the library after dinner, and she was determined to figure out what he was doing. Her patience paid off when Victor entered, his expression unusually tense. He crossed the room quickly, his movements sharper than usual, and disappeared behind the tapestry. Evelyn's breath caught as she heard the faint creak of the hidden door opening. She waited for several minutes before slipping into the shadows and approaching the tapestry. The faintest crack of light outlined the edges of the hidden door. She pressed her ear against it, straining to hear. Muffled voices reached her, a conversation between Victor and someone else. The tone was hushed but urgent, the words too indistinct to make out. Who was he talking to? And what was so important that it had to be hidden? Evelyn's curiosity burned, But she knew better than to risk being caught. She retreated to her room, her mind racing. Whatever was behind that door was the key to Victor's secrets, and she was determined to find out what it was. The following morning, Victor seemed more withdrawn than usual. He barely acknowledged her presence during breakfast, his attention fixed on a set of documents spread across the table. Evelyn noted the dark circles under his eyes and the slight tremor in his hand as he reached for his coffee. "Is everything all right, Mr. Blackwell?" she asked, her tone casual. Victor glanced at her, his expression guarded. "Why do you ask?" "You seem preoccupied," she replied, carefully choosing her words. "If there's anything I can do to help, please let me know." Victor's gaze lingered on her for a moment before he shook his head. "No, everything is fine." But Evelyn could tell that wasn't true. The cracks in Victor's armor were becoming more apparent, and she intended to exploit them. That afternoon, Evelyn made her next move. She found Arthur in the kitchen, polishing silverware with meticulous care. "Arthur," she said, her voice light and friendly, "you've been here a long time, haven't you?" Arthur glanced up, his expression wary. "Long enough. Then you must know Mr. Blackwell better than anyone," she continued, leaning casually against the counter. "He's a fascinating man. So private, yet so brilliant." Arthur gave a noncommittal grunt. "Mr. Blackwell values his privacy." "Of course," Evelyn said quickly. "I didn't mean to pry. I suppose I'm curious about what drives him. He seems so burdened, so alone." Arthur's hands paused for a fraction of a second before he resumed polishing. "It's not my place to speak of such things." Evelyn smiled, filing the reaction away. Arthur knew something. Something he wasn't willing to share yet. But she would find a way to loosen his tongue. That evening, Evelyn lingered in the library after dinner, pretending to read. She waited until the house was silent before approaching the hidden door again. This time, she was determined to find a way inside. Running her fingers along the edges, she searched for a latch or mechanism. Her heart leapt when she felt a small, inconspicuous button hidden in the woodwork. She pressed it, and the door swung open with a soft hiss. The room beyond was a stark contrast to the rest of the house. It was small and utilitarian, with bare walls and a single desk cluttered with papers and photographs. A series of monitors lined one wall, displaying surveillance footage from cameras placed throughout the mansion and grounds. Evelyn's gaze fell on a file sitting open on the desk. The top page bore the name Victor Blackwell in bold letters, followed by the words "confidential investigation." Her pulse quickened as she reached for the file. But before she could read more, a voice froze her in place. "What are you doing in here?" She spun around to find Victor standing in the doorway, his expression a mix of anger and suspicion. I got lost," she stammered, cursing herself for not being more careful. Victor's eyes narrowed, and for the first time, Evelyn felt a flicker of genuine fear. "Let me make one thing very clear, Ms. Grant. If I catch you in here again, there will be consequences." He stepped aside, his body language making it clear she was to leave. Evelyn swallowed hard and obeyed, her mind racing. She had pushed too far, too quickly, but she had also learned something valuable. Victor Blackwell was hiding more than just his wealth. And whatever it was worth risking everything to uncover. Chapter 4. Shadows of the Past. The storm had rolled in just after midnight, its thunder rumbling through the mansion like an ominous warning. Evelyn lay awake, the events of the previous night playing on a loop in her mind. She had been careless, too eager to uncover Victor's secrets. Now she was certain that he was watching her every move. But the glimpse she caught of the file, the words "confidential investigation," made her more determined than ever. The next morning, the storm showed no signs of letting up. Rain lashed against the windows as Evelyn joined Victor for breakfast in the dining room. He sat at the head of the table, his expression as cold and unreadable as ever. "Sleep well, Ms. Grant," he asked, his voice devoid of warmth. "Well enough," she replied, forcing a smile. Though the storm made it a bit difficult, Victor's lips twitched into what might have been a smirk. Storms have a way of unsettling things. The double meaning wasn't lost on her. Evelyn picked at her toast, trying to ignore the weight of Victor's gaze. She needed to regain the upper hand, to prove that she wasn't intimidated. "Is there anything specific you'd like me to focus on today?" she asked, keeping her tone light. Victor leaned back in his chair, his fingers steepled beneath his chin. The library needs to be reorganized. I trust you can handle that. Of course, she said. I'll get started right away. Evelyn spent the next several hours in the library, her movements deliberate as she sifted through books and papers. She was careful not to draw attention to the hidden door, though her mind kept returning to the surveillance footage she'd seen. Victor was watching her, but who was he watching for? And what exactly was the investigation about? As she worked, she came across a collection of old photographs tucked inside a leather-bound journal. The images were faded, but still clear enough to recognize Victor in his younger years. He stood beside a woman with dark hair and a striking smile. They looked happy, carefree even, worlds away from the guarded, tormented man she knew now. Finding something interesting, the voice startled her, and she nearly dropped the journal. Turning, she found Julia Lang standing in the doorway, her sharp eyes fixed on Evelyn. "Oh, I didn't hear you come in," Evelyn said, quickly closing the journal. "Clearly," Julia replied, stepping into the room. Her tailored suit and confident demeanor exuded authority, a stark contrast to Evelyn's more subdued appearance. "You seem to have a knack for stumbling upon things." "I was just organizing," Evelyn said smoothly, holding the journal up as if it were the most natural thing in the world. "Mr. Blackwell asked me to go through the library." Julia's gaze didn't waver. "Victor values his privacy, Ms. Grant. I suggest you remember that." Evelyn forced a laugh. "I'm well aware. Trust me, I'm here to help, not to pry." "Good," Julia said, her tone icy, "because I'd hate to see you overstep your boundaries." As Julia turned and left, Evelyn's smile faded. The lawyer was a problem, a vigilant watchdog who would need to be neutralized if Evelyn had any hope of achieving her goals. That evening, Evelyn decided to test Victor's limits. She found him in the study, a glass of whiskey in his hand as he stared into the fire. His posture was relaxed, but his eyes were shadowed, lost in thoughts she couldn't begin to guess. "May I join you?" she asked, lingering in the doorway. Victor glanced at her, his expression neutral. "If you wish." Evelyn stepped inside, taking a seat across from him. The firelight cast flickering shadows on his face, making him look older, wearier. For a moment, she almost felt a pang of guilt, but she quickly reminded herself why she was here. "You seem troubled," she said gently. "Is everything all right?" Victor took a slow sip of his whiskey, his gaze fixed on the flames. "You ask a lot of questions, Ms. Grant." "It's part of my job," she replied, leaning forward slightly, "to understand how I can best support you." Victor turned his eyes to her, and for the first time, she saw a flicker of something raw. Anger, pain, perhaps even regret. "Tell me, Ms. Grant, do you believe in redemption?" The question caught her off guard. "I think everyone deserves a second chance." Victor let out a bitter laugh. "You're more optimistic than I am." Evelyn hesitated, sensing an opening. "Sometimes we carry burdens that aren't ours to bear. We all make mistakes, but that doesn't mean we're beyond saving." Victor's gaze darkened, and he leaned forward, his voice dropping to a near whisper. "And what if those mistakes destroy everything they touch?" The intensity of his words sent a chill down her spine, but she held his gaze. "Then you find a way to rebuild." For a long moment, they sat in silence, the crackle of the fire the only sound in the room. Then Victor stood, his movements slow and deliberate. "Good night, Ms. Grant," he said, his voice curt. Evelyn watched him leave, her mind racing. She had seen a glimpse of the man behind the mask, a man haunted by something he couldn't escape, and she intended to find out what it was. Later that night, Evelyn returned to the hidden door in the library. The storm had knocked out the power, leaving the mansion cloaked in darkness. Armed with a flashlight, she slipped inside the secret room and began searching through the papers on the desk. Her breath caught when she found a stack of files labeled with dates and locations. Skimming through them, she realized they detailed large financial transactions tied to offshore accounts. But it wasn't just the money that caught her attention, it was the names. Politicians, business executives, and even law enforcement officials. The files painted a picture of a vast network of corruption, all tied back to Victor Blackwell. As she reached for another file, a faint sound made her freeze. Footsteps echoed in the corridor outside. Heart pounding, Evelyn quickly extinguished the flashlight and pressed herself against the wall, barely daring to breathe. The footsteps stopped just outside the door. A shadow moved across the crack of light beneath it, lingering for what felt like an eternity. Then slowly the footsteps retreated. Evelyn waited several minutes before slipping out of the room and back to her quarters. As she lay in bed, her mind raced with the implications of what she'd found. Victor's secret wasn't just dangerous, it was deadly. And now, she was caught in the middle of it. The game had shifted, and Evelyn knew she would need every ounce of cunning and courage to survive what was coming. Chapter 5, The Nephew's Return. The storm had passed by morning, but the tension within Blackwell Manor lingered like a heavy fog. Evelyn awoke feeling restless, her mind still grappling with the implications of the files she had uncovered. Victor's empire wasn't built solely on innovation and brilliance. It was underpinned by secrets so dangerous they could destroy him, and anyone close to him. As she descended the grand staircase, the faint hum of voices drew her toward the sitting room. She paused just outside the doorway, careful to remain unseen. "Why now, Marcus?" Victor's voice was sharp, tinged with suspicion. "You've never shown any interest in this place before." A second voice, smoother and laced with feigned charm, replied, "Family matters, Uncle. I wanted to check on you. It's been too long." Evelyn leaned closer, her curiosity piqued. She hadn't heard Victor mention any family, much less a nephew. "Don't insult my intelligence," Victor snapped. "You've never cared about anything that doesn't benefit you." There was a pause, then a low chuckle from the man called Marcus. "Believe what you want, but I'm here now. Surely you can find it in your heart to give me a second chance." Evelyn decided it was time to make her entrance. She stepped into the room, her expression carefully composed. "Good morning, Mr. Blackwell," she said, addressing Victor before letting her gaze drift to the unfamiliar man. "I didn't realize we had company." Marcus turned to her, his dark eyes sweeping over her in a way that made her skin prickle. He was tall, with the kind of polished appearance that spoke of wealth and privilege. His sharp features and easy smile gave him a charm that Evelyn immediately distrusted. "And who might this be?" Marcus asked, his tone dripping with curiosity. "This is Ms. Grant," Victor said curtly. "She's my caretaker." "Caretaker?" Marcus repeated, his smile widening. "How interesting." Evelyn extended a hand, forcing a polite smile. "Evelyn Grant. And you must be Mr. Blackwell's nephew." "Marcus Hale," he said, taking her hand and holding it just a fraction longer than necessary. "It's a pleasure." "The pleasure's mine," Evelyn replied, withdrawing her hand and stepping back. Victor's gaze flicked between them, his expression unreadable. "Marcus is just passing through," he said, his tone dismissive. "He won't be staying long." "Don't be so quick to get rid of me," Marcus said with a smirk. "I might surprise you." Victor didn't respond, his jaw tightening as he turned toward the window. The silence stretched heavy and uncomfortable. Sensing the tension, Evelyn excused herself, leaving the two men to their conversation. Evelyn didn't trust Marcus. His charm felt too practiced, his words too calculated. He was up to something, and she needed to figure out what it was. As the day wore on, she observed him from a distance, noting how he moved through the house with an air of entitlement. He seemed to take pleasure in provoking Victor, his sly remarks cutting deeper than they appeared on the surface. That evening, she found Marcus in the library, seated in one of the leather armchairs with a glass of whiskey in hand. He looked up as she entered, a knowing smile playing on his lips. "Ah, Ms. Grant," he said. "We meet again." "I didn't realize anyone was in here," she said, feigning surprise. "I'll leave you to your reading." "Nonsense," Marcus said, gesturing to the chair across from him. "Join me. I could use some company." Evelyn hesitated, then took the seat, her instincts warning her to tread carefully. "I hope you're enjoying your visit." Marcus chuckled. "Let's not pretend, shall we? I'm sure my uncle has filled your head with all sorts of stories about me." "Actually, he hasn't said much," Evelyn replied, watching him closely. "But I get the sense your relationship is complicated." "That's one way to put it," Marcus said, swirling his drink. "Victor and I have our differences, but deep down we're family. That counts for something, doesn't it?" Evelyn tilted her head, her expression thoughtful. "Family can be both a blessing and a burden." Marcus laughed. "You're a sharp one, aren't you?" I like that. She offered a polite smile, keeping her guard up. What brings you back to Blackwell Manor after all this time? Marcus's smile faltered, his eyes narrowing slightly. Let's just say I have unfinished business. Before she could press further, Victor appeared in the doorway, his presence like a dark cloud descending on the room. Marcus, he said, his voice cold. I need a word. Marcus downed the rest of his drink and stood, flashing Evelyn one last smile. Duty calls. Don't go anywhere, Ms. Grant. I'm sure we'll have plenty to talk about. As he left with Victor, Evelyn felt a knot of unease tighten in her chest. Marcus was playing a game, and she suspected he was far more dangerous than he appeared. Later that night, Evelyn couldn't shake the feeling that something was brewing. She wandered the halls, her steps silent on the polished floors. When she passed the study, she heard raised voices, Victor and Marcus locked in another argument. You don't belong here. Victor's voice was sharp, full of anger. And yet here I am, Marcus shot back, his tone mocking. You can't get rid of me that easily. Evelyn lingered, straining to hear more, but the voices grew quieter. She moved on, her mind racing. Whatever Marcus wanted, it was clear Victor wasn't going to give it to him without a fight. As she passed the hidden door in the library, an idea began to form. If Marcus was here for Victor's secrets, he might lead her to answers she hadn't yet found. But she would need to be patient, to let him think he had the upper hand. Evelyn returned to her room, her resolve hardening. Marcus's arrival had shifted the game, adding a new layer of complexity to her plans. But she wasn't about to let him ruin her chances. If he wanted to play, she would make sure she came out on top. The shadows of Blackwell Manor were growing darker, and Evelyn knew she would need to tread carefully if she wanted to survive. Chapter 6, The Secret Room. The tension in Blackwell Manor had reached a fever pitch. Evelyn could feel it in the way Victor's gaze lingered on her for a moment too long, in the smug half-smiles Marcus gave her as he roamed the halls like a predator surveying his territory. She wasn't the only one playing a game anymore, and the stakes were higher than ever. It was late. The mansion cloaked in silence except for the occasional creak of the old wood. Evelyn sat in her room, the faint glow of her desk lamp illuminating a notepad filled with scribbled observations. Marcus's sudden return, Victor's barely restrained anger, and the file she had glimpsed in the hidden room. All pieces of a puzzle she was determined to solve. But tonight, she wouldn't wait for the pieces to fall into place. She was going to take her first real risk. Evelyn waited until the house was silent before slipping into the library. She moved like a shadow, her breath shallow as she approached the hidden door. She pressed the concealed button she'd discovered earlier, and the door swung open with a faint hiss. The secret room was just as she remembered, bare, utilitarian, and brimming with secrets. She approached the desk, her heart pounding as she began rifling through the papers. Financial documents, coded memos, surveillance reports. It was all here, a treasure trove of information that painted a damning picture of Victor Blackwell's empire. Her hands stilled as she came across a photograph tucked inside a folder. It was the same woman she had seen in the old photographs in the library, Victor's late wife, she presumed. But this photo was different. She wasn't smiling. Her eyes were wide with fear, her body half turned as if trying to flee from the camera's lens. The caption beneath the photo read, Eliza Blackwell, missing, January 8, 2005. Evelyn's breath hitched. Missing? She had assumed Eliza was dead, but this suggested something far more sinister. What had happened to her? And why was Victor keeping this photo hidden? The faint sound of footsteps outside the door snapped her out of her thoughts. She extinguished her flashlight and pressed herself against the wall, barely daring to breathe. The footsteps stopped just outside the hidden door, and a shadow passed beneath the crack. Ms. Grant, came a low mocking voice. You wouldn't be snooping, would you? Marcus. Evelyn's heart pounded as the hidden door began to creak open. She braced herself, her mind racing for an excuse, but Marcus didn't enter. Instead, he chuckled softly, the sound sending a chill down her spine. You're playing a dangerous game, he said, his voice dripping with amusement. Let's see how far you can go. The door clicked shut again, and his footsteps receded into the distance. Evelyn waited several minutes before slipping out of the room and returning to her quarters. She barely slept that night, her mind a whirlwind of fear and determination. The next morning, Victor was unusually quiet during breakfast. Evelyn watched him carefully, noting the way his hands trembled slightly as he reached for his coffee. Whatever was happening, it was wearing on him. "Mr. Blackwell," she said gently, "is everything all right?" Victor's eyes flicked up to meet hers, their usual sharpness dulled by fatigue. "Why do you ask?" "You seem distracted," she replied, carefully choosing her words. "If there's anything I can do to help." "I don't need your help," he snapped, cutting her off. The suddenness of his anger startled her, but she recovered quickly. "Of course," she said, lowering her gaze. "I didn't mean to overstep." Victor sighed, pinching the bridge of his nose. "Forgive me. I didn't sleep well." Evelyn nodded, her expression sympathetic. "Perhaps some rest would do you good." He didn't respond, instead retreating to his study and shutting the door firmly behind him. Evelyn watched him go, her mind racing. The man was unraveling, and she needed to figure out why before it was too late. That afternoon, Evelyn found Marcus in the garden, lounging on a wrought iron bench with a cigarette in hand. He looked up as she approached, a smirk curling his lips. "Ms. Grant," he said, exhaling a plume of smoke. "To what do I owe the pleasure?" "I wanted to thank you," she said, her voice steady. "For last night." Marcus arched an eyebrow. "Last night?" "For not telling Victor," she clarified. "You could have, but you didn't," he chuckled, shaking his head. "And ruin the fun." "No, Ms. Grant. I'd rather watch you squirm." Evelyn folded her arms, meeting his gaze with defiance. "What do you want, Marcus?" He stood, his movements lazy and predatory, as he closed the distance between them. "What do I want?" he repeated, his voice low. "I want to know what you're after. Because I guarantee you, it's not what you're telling my dear uncle." "And what makes you so sure?" she asked, her tone defiant. "Because you're too clever for that," he said, leaning in closer. "You're like me, Ms. Grant. You see an opportunity, and you take it." Evelyn held her ground, refusing to let him intimidate her. "You don't know anything about me." Marcus smiled, his eyes gleaming with something dark and dangerous. "Oh, I know enough. But don't worry, I won't tell Victor. Not yet anyway. It's more interesting to see how far you'll go." With that, he turned and walked away, leaving Evelyn standing in the garden with her heart pounding. Marcus was more than just a nuisance, he was a threat, and she would have to deal with him before he exposed her. That evening, Evelyn returned to the secret room, determined to find answers. She combed through the files, piecing together a picture of Victor's network of influence. But it was the file on Eliza Blackwell that held her attention. The reports were incomplete, but they hinted at something dark, a cover-up involving police officials and private investigators. Eliza hadn't just gone missing. She had disappeared under circumstances Victor had worked hard to bury. Evelyn's fingers trembled as she flipped through the pages. The deeper she dug, the more dangerous this game became. But she couldn't stop now, not when she was so close to the truth. A creak in the corridor made her freeze. She extinguished her flashlight and pressed herself against the wall, her breath caught in her throat. The footsteps drew closer, and the hidden door began to creak open. This time, there was no Marcus. It was Victor. His face was a mask of controlled fury as he stepped into the room, his gray eyes locking onto hers. "Ms. Grant," he said, his voice cold and sharp as a blade. "You've been very busy." Evelyn opened her mouth to speak, but no words came. The game had shifted again, and now she was on the defensive. Victor stepped closer, his presence overwhelming. "Do you have any idea what you've gotten yourself into?" Evelyn's mind raced, searching for a way out. But Victor wasn't giving her one. "You wanted to know my secrets," he said, his voice a low growl. "Congratulations. You're in the middle of them now." The door clicked shut behind him, sealing them both inside. Evelyn's heart pounded as she realized she was no longer just a manipulator. She was a pawn in a game far more dangerous than she had ever imagined. Chapter 7, The Power Shift. The air in the hidden room was suffocating, heavy with the weight of unspoken truths. Victor stood before Evelyn, his tall frame casting a shadow over her. The usual cold detachment in his eyes had been replaced by something more menacing. Anger, yes, but also a dark resolve. "I warned you not to pry," Victor said, his voice low but laced with menace. "And yet here you are." Evelyn forced herself to meet his gaze, summoning every ounce of composure she could muster. "I wasn't prying," she said, her voice steady despite the rapid thudding of her heart. "I was trying to understand how I can help you." Victor let out a humorless laugh. "Help me? Is that what you call sneaking into my private office and digging through my files?" "I wanted to understand you," Evelyn pressed, her tone softening. "You're carrying so much alone, Mr. Blackwell. I thought if I knew more, I could ease some of your burden." Victor's jaw tightened, but something in his expression flickered, a crack in his armor. "You have no idea what you're dealing with," he said finally, his voice tinged with exhaustion. "You think this is about wealth? Power? It's so much more than that." Evelyn saw her opening and stepped forward cautiously. "Then help me understand. Trust me. I'm not your enemy." Victor stared at her for a long moment, his gray eyes searching hers. Finally, he exhaled sharply and turned away, his shoulders slumping as if the weight of his secrets had finally become too much. "You want to know the truth," he said, his voice softer now. "Fine. But don't say I didn't warn you." Victor led her out of the hidden room and into the study, where he poured himself a glass of whiskey before sinking into his chair. He gestured for Evelyn to sit across from him. For a moment, he said nothing, staring into the amber liquid as if it held the answers he sought. "Do you know what it means to be untouchable, Ms. Grant?" he asked finally, his voice distant. Evelyn shook her head, unsure if he wanted a response. "It means knowing everyone has a price," he continued. "Politicians, judges, law enforcement, they all bow to the same god power. I built my empire on that principle. But power comes at a cost." He leaned forward, his gaze piercing. "Eliza, my wife, was the cost." Evelyn's breath hitched. "What happened to her?" Victor's expression darkened, and he took a long sip of his whiskey before speaking. "She found out things she shouldn't have. Things about my business, my dealings. She confronted me, threatened to expose everything. I thought I could reason with her, make her see the bigger picture. But she was stubborn. Too stubborn." He paused, his voice thick with bitterness. "One night she disappeared. No note, no warning. Just gone." Evelyn's mind raced, piecing together what she had read in the files. "Do you think someone?" Victor cut her off with a sharp glance. "I don't think. I know. She was taken. To send me a message." Evelyn felt a chill run down her spine. "Who?" Victor's lips pressed into a thin line. "People I used to trust. People who thought they could control me by taking what mattered most." "And you never went after them?" Evelyn asked, incredulous. Victor's laugh was bitter. "Oh, I went after them. Every single one. But by the time I got close, Eliza was already gone. Dead, I'm sure of it. They never admitted it, but they didn't have to. They knew I'd figure it out." Evelyn leaned forward, her voice steady. "Then why keep this secret? Why hide it from the world?" Victor's eyes hardened. "Because it's not just my secret. It's a weapon. One I've used to keep others in line. If this ever came out, it wouldn't just destroy me. It would destroy everything I've built. And I won't let that happen." Evelyn returned to her room that night, her mind a whirlwind of revelations. Victor's story had changed everything. He wasn't just a ruthless billionaire protecting his empire. He was a man haunted by loss and betrayal, fighting to maintain control of a world that was crumbling beneath him. But even as she felt a pang of sympathy for him, she couldn't ignore the opportunity his vulnerability presented. Victor had let her in, albeit reluctantly. If she played her cards right, she could position herself as his closest ally and secure her place in his world. The next morning, Evelyn found Marcus in the dining room, casually flipping through a newspaper. He looked up as she entered, his dark eyes gleaming with amusement. "You've been busy," he said, his tone light but pointed. "I don't know what you mean," Evelyn replied, pouring herself a cup of coffee. "Oh, come now," Marcus said, leaning back in his chair. "You don't think I noticed you sneaking around last night?" Victor might be too blinded by his own guilt to see it. "But I'm not." Evelyn froze, her hand tightening around the coffee pot. "You don't know anything about me, don't I?" Marcus said, standing and circling the table like a predator. "You're playing a dangerous game, Ms. Grant." "But so am I." Evelyn turned to face him, her chin lifted defiantly. "If you think you can intimidate me, you're wasting your time." Marcus's smirk widened. "Oh, I don't want to intimidate you. I want to help you. We're after the same thing after all. And what's that? Evelyn asked, narrowing her eyes. Control, Marcus said simply. Victor's time is running out. And when he falls, I intend to take what's mine. You can either stand in my way, or you can stand beside me. Evelyn's mind raced. Marcus was offering her an alliance, but she knew better than to trust him. Still, his words planted a seed of doubt. Victor wasn't invincible. And if Marcus had his way, the empire they both coveted could come crashing down. I'll think about it, she said finally, turning to leave. Marcus's laughter followed her out of the room. Do that, Ms. Grant. But don't take too long. The clock is ticking. By nightfall, Evelyn had made her decision. She would play both sides, gaining Marcus's trust while maintaining her position with Victor. It was a dangerous game, but she had no choice. The power dynamics at Blackwell Manor were shifting, and Evelyn intended to come out on top. As she lay in bed, staring at the ceiling, she felt a strange sense of exhilaration. The stakes had never been higher, but neither had the rewards. The game was no longer just about survival. It was about winning. And Evelyn Grant never intended to lose. Chapter 8, The Lawyer's Gambit. The air in Blackwell Manor was charged with tension, each day feeling like a countdown to an inevitable confrontation. Evelyn could sense the shifting alliances in the house, Victor growing more guarded, Marcus more calculating. But the unexpected wild card in the mix was Julia Lang, Victor's fiercely loyal lawyer. Evelyn had underestimated Julia. She had thought the lawyer would be too preoccupied with Victor's business to notice her maneuvers. But Julia was watching, her sharp eyes following every step Evelyn took. It began with small interruptions. Julia would appear in rooms where Evelyn was working, her arrival seemingly coincidental. Just checking on things, she'd say with a smile that didn't reach her eyes. Evelyn knew better. Julia was probing, testing for weaknesses. One afternoon, Evelyn caught Julia in the library, flipping through a book on the same shelf that concealed the hidden door. Evelyn's heart skipped a beat as she approached, her voice calm despite the rising panic. Looking for something, Ms. Lang? Julia turned, her smile razor sharp. Just browsing. This house has so many interesting corners. Evelyn forced a laugh. It certainly does. If you need help finding something, let me know. I will, Julia said, her gaze lingering on Evelyn a moment too long. Then she left, her heels clicking against the hardwood floor like a metronome, counting down to something ominous. That evening, Victor called Evelyn to his study. He was seated behind his desk, a glass of whiskey in hand, and the tension in his posture was palpable. Ms. Grant, he began, his voice measured. Do you trust Julia Lang? The question caught Evelyn off guard. She hesitated, knowing this was a test. I believe she's loyal to you, she said carefully. Victor's lips pressed into a thin line. Loyalty is a fragile thing, especially when secrets are involved. Julia knows more about my affairs than anyone else. That makes her both valuable and dangerous. Evelyn leaned forward slightly, her expression thoughtful. Do you think she would betray you? Victor's gaze darkened. I don't think. I prepare. And I suggest you do the same. The warning was clear. Victor was beginning to question everyone around him, including Julia, and perhaps even Evelyn herself. The next day, Evelyn decided to confront Julia directly. She found the lawyer in the sitting room, reviewing a stack of documents. Julia looked up as Evelyn entered, her expression neutral. Ms. Lang, Evelyn began, her tone light but purposeful. I've noticed you've been keeping an eye on me. Julia didn't deny it. Instead, she set her papers aside and crossed her legs, her gaze sharp. You're very observant, Ms. Grant. But you shouldn't take it personally. It's my job to protect Victor. From what? Evelyn asked, tilting her head. Julia's smile was cold. From anyone who might try to take advantage of him. Evelyn forced a laugh. I think we're on the same side then. I only want what's best for him. Julia leaned forward, her voice dropping to a near whisper. Are you sure about that? Because I've done some digging, Ms. Grant. And your past doesn't quite align with the image you've presented. Evelyn's blood ran cold, but she kept her expression neutral. I'm not sure what you mean. Oh, I think you do, Julia said, her smile widening. But don't worry. I haven't shared my findings with Victor. Yet. Evelyn clenched her fists, her mind racing. Julia had uncovered something, but she didn't know how much. This was no longer a game of subtle manipulation. It was a battle for survival. That night, Evelyn decided to take a risk. If Julia was going to expose her, she needed leverage to neutralize the lawyer. She returned to the hidden room, her heart pounding as she searched through the files for anything she could use. Her breath caught when she found a dossier marked Lang Julia. Inside were detailed records of offshore accounts, suspicious transactions, and even a photo of Julia meeting with a man Evelyn didn't recognize, but who exuded an aura of danger. Evelyn's lips curled into a satisfied smile. Julia wasn't as clean as she pretended to be. Now, Evelyn had the upper hand. The following morning, Evelyn approached Julia in the garden. The lawyer was sipping coffee, her expression serene, as if she hadn't just threatened Evelyn's entire position. "Good morning, Ms. Lang," Evelyn said, her tone cheerful. Julia raised an eyebrow. "Ms. Grant, to what do I owe the pleasure?" Evelyn sat across from her, her smile unwavering. "I just wanted to thank you for looking out for Victor. It's clear how much you care about him." Julia's eyes narrowed slightly. "I do. And I'll do whatever it takes to protect him." "That's admirable," Evelyn said, leaning in slightly. "But you might want to be careful. Secrets have a way of coming to light, don't they?" Julia's smile faltered. "What are you getting at?" Evelyn reached into her bag and slid a single photograph across the table. The one of Julia with the dangerous-looking man. Julia's face went pale. "Where did you get this?" Julia demanded, her voice low and sharp. Evelyn's smile didn't waver. "Let's just say I'm good at finding things. And now we both have a reason to keep each other's secrets, don't we?" For a moment, Julia said nothing, her eyes locked on the photograph. Then she leaned back in her chair, her expression carefully composed. "You're clever, Ms. Grant. I'll give you that." "I take that as a compliment," Evelyn said, standing. "Have a lovely day." As she walked away, Evelyn felt a surge of triumph. Julia had been neutralized, at least for now, but she knew the battle wasn't over. The power dynamics at Blackwell Manor were shifting rapidly, and the stakes were higher than ever. That night, Evelyn found herself standing outside Victor's study, her mind replaying the day's events. She knocked lightly, and his voice called her in. Victor looked up from his desk, his expression weary but curious. "Ms. Grant, what can I do for you?" "I just wanted to say," Evelyn began, her voice steady, "that you were right about loyalty being fragile. But you can trust me. I'm here for you." Victor studied her for a long moment, then nodded. "I hope so, Ms. Grant. For both our sakes." As Evelyn left the study, she felt the weight of his words settle over her. The game was far from over, but she was no longer just a player. She was a contender, and she was determined to win. Chapter 9, The Investigator's Net. The walls of Blackwell Manor seemed to close in tighter with each passing day. Evelyn could feel the web of lies, secrets, and power struggles thickening around her. Victor's demeanor had grown colder, Marcus more brazen, and Julia had retreated into a tense silence. But the newest complication was a presence that none of them had anticipated, Detective Alan Rourke. It began with a knock at the door. Arthur answered it, his usual stoic expression faltering when he saw the man standing on the porch. Detective Rourke was in his 40s, with sharp features, piercing blue eyes, and a demeanor that radiated authority. He wore a trench coat slick with rain, his badge barely visible as he flipped it open for Arthur. "I'm here to speak with Victor Blackwell," Rourke said, his voice even but firm. "It's a matter of urgency." Victor's reaction to the news was swift. He emerged from the study with a controlled calm, but Evelyn noticed the faintest tightening of his jaw. "Detective," Victor said, extending a hand. "To what do I owe this unexpected visit?" Rourke stepped inside, his sharp gaze sweeping over the room and lingering briefly on Evelyn before returning to Victor. "Mr. Blackwell, I'm following up on an investigation involving several financial transactions tied to offshore accounts. Your name has come up." Victor's smile was polite but icy. "I'm sure it's a misunderstanding. My business dealings are entirely above board." Rourke's eyes narrowed. "Perhaps. But I'd like to ask you a few questions. Privately." Victor's gaze flicked to Evelyn, Marcus, and Julia, who had gathered nearby. "Arthur, show the detective to the study. I'll join him shortly." As Arthur led Rourke away, Victor turned to the group. His voice was low, his tone cutting. Not a word about this to anyone. Is that clear? They nodded, but Marcus smirked. Trouble in paradise, uncle? Victor's glare silenced him. Without another word, he followed Rourke into the study and closed the door. Evelyn lingered near the study, her ears straining to catch snippets of the conversation. Rourke's voice was muffled but firm, pressing Victor on details about transactions Evelyn recognized from the files she'd seen in the hidden room. Victor's responses were measured, his tone calm, but she could hear the edge of tension beneath the surface. When the study door finally opened, Evelyn darted out of sight. Rourke stepped out, his expression unreadable, and left without another word. Victor remained in the doorway, his face a mask of controlled fury. "Ms. Grant," he said, his voice sharp. Evelyn froze, her heart pounding as she turned to face him. "Yes, Mr. Blackwell? Come with me." Victor led her to the library, his movements brisk and his expression grim. Once inside, he closed the door and turned to face her. "What do you know about Detective Rourke?" he demanded. Evelyn blinked, caught off guard. "Nothing. I've never met him before." Victor studied her, his gaze searching for any sign of deceit. "He's digging where he shouldn't be. If he finds anything, it won't just destroy me, it'll destroy you too." Evelyn's stomach tightened. "What do you mean?" Victor stepped closer, his voice lowering. "You've inserted yourself into my life, Ms. Grant. Whether you intended it or not, you're part of this now. If Rourke gets too close, he'll uncover things you don't want him to." Evelyn swallowed hard. "What do you want me to do?" Victor's lips curved into a grim smile. "I want you to keep your eyes and ears open. Rourke didn't come here alone. He'll have others watching. If you see or hear anything unusual, you tell me immediately." Evelyn nodded, her mind racing. Victor wasn't just worried about the investigation. He was afraid. And that fear was a weapon she could use, if she played her cards right. That evening, Evelyn found Marcus in the sitting room, swirling a glass of whiskey as he stared into the fire. He looked up as she entered, his smirk returning. "Well, well," he said. "Our little kingdom is under siege." Evelyn crossed her arms. "This isn't a game, Marcus, isn't it?" he replied, tilting his head. Rourke sniffing around, Uncle Victor's unraveling, and Julius suddenly very quiet. "Sounds like a game to me." Evelyn stepped closer, lowering her voice. "If Victor goes down, what happens to you?" Marcus's smirk faltered for a moment before returning. "Don't worry about me, darling. I always land on my feet." Evelyn leaned in, her tone sharp. "If you have a plan, now's the time to share it. Because if Rourke finds anything, we're all going down together." Marcus's eyes gleamed with something between amusement and malice. "Maybe I do have a plan. But it's not something I share lightly." Evelyn clenched her fists, resisting the urge to snap at him. Marcus was dangerous, but he wasn't invincible. If he had a plan, she needed to find out what it was before he could use it against her. The next day, Evelyn spotted Rourke in the garden, speaking with Arthur. She approached cautiously, her heart pounding. "Detective," she said, forcing a polite smile. "Is there something I can help you with?" Rourke turned to her, his piercing blue eyes scrutinizing her. "Ms. Grant, isn't it?" "Yes," she replied, keeping her tone calm. "I couldn't help but notice you've been asking a lot of questions." Rourke smiled faintly. "That's my job." Evelyn stepped closer, lowering her voice. "If you're looking for something, maybe I can help." Rourke's smile faded, his expression turning serious. "And why would you want to do that?" "Because I care about Mr. Blackwell," Evelyn said, letting a hint of vulnerability seep into her voice. "If he's in trouble, I want to help him." Rourke studied her for a long moment before nodding. "If you hear or see anything unusual, you know where to find me." As he walked away, Evelyn exhaled slowly, her mind racing. She was walking a tightrope, balancing between Victor, Marcus, Julia, and now Rourke. One misstep, and the entire web would come crashing down. But Evelyn wasn't ready to fall, not yet. She was determined to stay one step ahead, no matter the cost. The game was nearing its climax, and Evelyn knew the next move would be critical. Chapter 10, The Final Revelation. The storm that had been building over Blackwell Manor for weeks finally reached its breaking point. Tensions boiled over, secrets collided, and the fragile alliances Evelyn had forged began to unravel. Each step she took felt like walking on the edge of a knife, with disaster looming on either side. Victor summoned Evelyn to his study late in the evening. The mansion was cloaked in shadows, the flickering light of the fire casting eerie shapes on the walls. Victor sat behind his massive desk, his expression colder than she had ever seen it. "Close the door," he said. Evelyn obeyed, her heart pounding. She stood before him, hands clasped in front of her to mask the slight tremor in her fingers. "Do you know why I brought you here?" Victor asked, his voice low. "No, Mr. Blackwell," she replied carefully. Victor leaned forward, steepling his fingers. "Rourke is getting too close. He's not just sniffing around my business. He's digging into my personal life. Into Eliza." Evelyn's breath caught. "What does he know?" "Enough to be dangerous," Victor said, his tone dark. "And now he's looking at you." "Me?" Evelyn's voice betrayed a flicker of panic. Victor's gaze was unrelenting. "You've been in places you shouldn't be. Asked questions you shouldn't ask. Rourke thinks you're my accomplice, or worse, my rival." Evelyn's mind raced. She had underestimated the detective's reach and Victor's paranoia. "I've only ever tried to help you," she said, her voice steady despite the turmoil within. Victor's lips curled into a bitter smile. "Help me? You've helped yourself more than anyone else." The accusation hung in the air, and Evelyn realized she couldn't deny it. "What do you want me to do?" Victor's eyes narrowed. "I want you to prove your loyalty. Rourke needs to be stopped." The implication was clear, and Evelyn's stomach twisted. "You're asking me to?" Victor didn't flinch. "He's a threat to both of us. If you want to survive, you'll do what needs to be done." Evelyn's mind reeled. Victor was asking her to cross a line she wasn't sure she could recover from, but refusing him might be just as deadly. Evelyn spent the next several hours in her room, the weight of Victor's demand pressing down on her. She replayed their conversation, trying to find a way out, but every path seemed to lead to ruin. Her thoughts were interrupted by a soft knock at the door. She opened it to find Marcus, his usual smirk replaced by an intensity she hadn't seen before. "We need to talk." Evelyn let him in, closing the door behind him. "What is it?" "Victor's losing it," Marcus said bluntly. "He's desperate, and desperate men do dangerous things." Evelyn folded her arms. "I'm aware." Marcus stepped closer, his voice lowering. "We have to act now, or we're both going down with him." "What are you suggesting?" Evelyn asked, her tone wary. Marcus pulled a small flash drive from his pocket and held it up. "This has everything. Proof of Victor's offshore accounts, his bribes, even his connection to Eliza's disappearance. We take it to Rourke and cut a deal. He gets Victor, and we walk away clean." Evelyn stared at the flash drive, her heart pounding. It was a bold move, one that could destroy Victor and save them both, or backfire catastrophically. "What's in it for you?" she asked, narrowing her eyes. Marcus smirked. "When Victor's out of the picture, someone will need to take over. Let's just say I'm positioning myself for the future." Evelyn hesitated. Marcus was dangerous, but he wasn't wrong. Victor's world was crumbling, and if she didn't act, she would be buried in the rubble. "Fine," she said finally, "but I'm coming with you." They met Rourke at a secluded diner on the outskirts of town. The detective's sharp gaze flicked between them as they slid into the booth across from him. "This better be good," Rourke said, his tone skeptical. Marcus placed the flash drive on the table and pushed it toward him. "It's all there. Everything you need to take Victor Blackwell down." Rourke's expression didn't change, but Evelyn could see the gears turning in his mind. He picked up the drive and tucked it into his coat pocket. "And why are you giving me this?" "Self-preservation," Marcus said with a shrug. "Victor's a sinking ship. We're jumping before it goes under." Rourke turned his gaze to Evelyn. "And you? Why are you here?" Evelyn met his eyes, her voice steady. "Because I want out." Rourke studied her for a long moment before nodding. "All right. But if you're lying, if this is some kind of game." "It's not," Evelyn interrupted. "We just want to survive." Rourke nodded again, then stood. "Stay out of trouble. Both of you." As he walked away, Evelyn felt a strange mix of relief and apprehension. They had made their move, but the game wasn't over yet. The storm broke the following morning. Sirens wailed in the distance as police swarmed Blackwell Manor. Evelyn watched from a distance as Victor was led away in handcuffs, his expression one of cold resignation. Marcus stood beside her, his hands in his pockets. "Well, that's that." Evelyn turned to him, her voice cold. "You got what you wanted. Don't think for a second I trust you." Marcus smirked. "Trust is overrated, darling. Survival, that's what matters." As he walked away, Evelyn felt a weight lift from her shoulders. She had played the game and survived, but at what cost? Victor's secrets had consumed everyone around him, and the price of her victory was steep. That night, Evelyn sat alone in the library, staring at the empty shelves where Victor's files had once been. The mansion was silent, its shadows deeper than ever. She had won, but the triumph felt hollow. Victor's legacy was in ruins. Marcus was a ticking time bomb, and Rourke would never stop watching her. Evelyn poured herself a glass of whiskey, raising it in a silent toast to the man who had taught her the rules of the game. Victor Blackwell was gone, but his lessons would stay with her forever. The game was over for now, but Evelyn knew better than to let her guard down. In a world of secrets and lies, survival was never guaranteed, and she was ready for whatever came next.